Hello and welcome to Gamers with Coffee. This is going to be about Stadia, the new Google Stadia. And we talked a little bit about it before, but the other day Google released the Founders Edition. So Stadia, as you know, is a controller. All right, and this controller allows you to pretty much game anywhere. So no more consoles like we're used to. And honestly, if this takes off even half the way they're projecting, I'd say down the road, consoles will be done. You're going to end up with these type of gaming systems is what it looks like. So Stadia, or Google just released a Stadia Founders Edition. And so, I mean, this is going to do games up to 4K on your TV without any console at all. You're going to be able to play it across laptops, your phones, especially the Google Pixel phone, the Google 3 Pixel to be, you know, exact, desktops, and pretty much everything. Now the Founders Edition, it has a price tag of $124, but you're getting a controller, a device with it, and it says no waiting for game downloads, which is going to be interesting because we're all used to the lag and trying to download things. So their whole thing is this is just going to be apparently excellent gameplay from the get-go. So we'll see, but they are talking about 60 frames a second. Pardon me, which is good. Your eyes see at 30 frames a second, so shouldn't see any kind of mess ups there. Up to 4K resolution and stereo surround sound. It's going to match your network, so pardon me, sorry about that. It's going to match your network speed, so it just depends. It's going to be at least 720 to 4K, depending on again your network speed. So roughly. It's just going to depend. You'll test your connection and stuff. It'll let you know. They do have quite a few games. These games are going to be available for purchase on Stadia. There's a list of them. Boy, Dragon Ball, Doom Eternal, Wolfenstein, Power Rangers, Baldur's Gate 3, Samurai Showdown, The Division 2, Assassin's Creed. Oh boy, you're even going to have Farming Simulator. Tomb Raider Trilogy, I mean Final Fantasy, it's just, there's a whole bunch of them, so you're not going to be lacking of any games. So if you do the Founders Edition, that's $124, and it says you're going to get access to Stadia at launch. So you'll get 3 free months of Stadia Pro, and 3 months of Stadia Pro to give to a friend with a buddy pass. I'm not quite sure how that works. They also include the controller is going to be, is it like a night blue? It's the only way you're going to get it is if you buy the Founders Edition. You're going to get a Google Chromecast Ultra for streaming to your TV. You'll be able to get yourself your own Founders Stadia name, like a gamer tag. And your Founders Edition is going to ship out in November. So there's a lot of things this does. I mean, when you do connect here to Stadia, you're gonna, like I said before, you'll be able to game across all those other platforms, and you're gonna be able to record your moments. They have a capture button, so instantly you're gonna be able to save video and screenshots. There's quite a few of you out there that are gonna want to do that. So all you need to do is, according to them, is bring your Stadia to the TV. You're gonna get hooked up at up to 60 frames per second. So we'll see. Now the monthly fee for this is only $9.99. Now that's actually a good deal. So think about this: if you're Google, you get 100 million people paying you $10 a month. You're gonna make a ton of money. So once people start doing this, it's just gonna feed itself, and it'll be stabilized rather quickly. You're also gonna be able to buy games too. So this just has a lot to it. I mean, it's something that is pretty interesting. Now, here's that buddy pass. So this 3-month buddy pass, it says your friend will also get access to Destiny 2 collection. So, including Shadowkeep and Forsaken. And so, this is just going to be a way to expand games for you there. So I'm just kind of scanning here too, because I am looking at their website to let you know some of this. You're going to get a badge, which strikes me as like a gamer tag. So it's something that identifies you when you get on and play. So, I mean, there's a lot to this. There's an awful lot. I think they've already got you used to downloadable content. They've already got most people used to, you know, the concept of not having a CD or a DVD to put into some sort of console to play. So this is just the next step from there, and should be an interesting step. Boy, it's some pretty neat technology now. So we'll see what happens. I figured I'd update you on that. I'm gonna make a little video too, so you can actually see the screenshots there. That'll be on our Gamers with Coffee YouTube channel. I'm also gonna probably put it onto the Facebook page. So bear in mind, we have a group and a page. So if you'd like to follow the group or follow the page, excuse me, and join the group, you're more than welcome to post whatever you want about games. Keep it nice. That's it. That's all we ask. Be respectful of each other, and you'll be fine. So other than that, we will keep you updated some more. I'm gonna let you go. You guys take care of each other. Have a good day, and keep on gaming, because that's what keeps the world sane, is some games and coffee.